Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Whitfield moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Martin reaches second base with a double. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buzzard for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Howard now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. As Q moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. As Q moves to third. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scourin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Martin reaches second base with a double. Skourin scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Gary Bell now pitching. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buford. Davalillo moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau pinch hits for Gary Bell. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw bunts towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Skourin hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to second. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Davalillo is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss pinch hits for Bruce Howard. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 4 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Don McMahon. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-4 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.